Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Patterson's back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. John is back. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 7 years. He's the founder and the president of Progressive Insights, co-author of several books, which he's written with our good buddy Chip Bell, and including Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. But then the one that I think I like more than all of them is Wired and Dangerous, How Your Customers Have Changed and What to Do About It. John Patterson, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. I'm looking forward to a big holiday.
Yeah, me too. Hey, John, our customers have become empowered. And when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted. What do you think?
Very true. Very true.
You guys talked about that in your book, Wired and Dangerous.
We did. It's really interesting. I've been asking clients the last couple of months, Jim. I've been asking them, I say, well, do you like to get good service? And, you know, they all say to me, well, yeah. And I said, you think your employees like to provide great service? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, why aren't you? And they look back at me and go, well, we don't know. And when you think about the payback for doing a great job with customers, you know, years ago, Xerox found that customers who were loyal, 6 times more likely to repurchase than a satisfied customer.
Right.
6 times. So the payback is there. But the challenge is what it takes to focus on the customer who, like you said, is changing their expectations so quickly, mm-hmm. and getting to know what you have to do to keep them, to make them a loyal customer. And you know, loyal customers do fun things for businesses.
But how they define loyalty, that's the question uh-huh. these days, isn't it?
It is.
How they define, I mean, the rules have changed. The rules are changing. The rules are not going to stop changing, my friends. And how the customers define loyalty, and when I say define, they're not writing this down. They're feeling it, aren't they?
Oh, it's all about emotion, just like you talk about in your book. It's all about the emotional connection. And you know, they leave without telling us, Jim.
That's right.
When that connection's not there.
And then as I pointed out to somebody, and somebody said, well, can you get them back? Are they mad at you? I said, no, they're not mad at you. You just became irrelevant.
That's right. You did become irrelevant, and irrelevancy drives the customer away faster than anything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, that what you want them to feel the connection, and they want to know how much you value them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't demonstrate how much you value them, and you ignore them, and you don't show them that you understand their ever-changing needs, they leave. They don't send you notes.
Mm-hmm.
They just quit spending their money.
Yeah.
And they take their money and go somewhere else. And they move faster.
And they do it now, and they do all that stuff you just said, John. They do it all with one joint in a finger flicking.
Oh yeah.
The tip
it's
of the finger flipping,
out.
Flicking. Okay. One little bitty tiny, not even a thousandth of a BTU of energy movement.
That's right. You know, we talk a lot about word of mouth. We used to always talk about word of mouth.
Yeah.
And now we talk about word of mouth. And it's the word of mouth that is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's just the one flick, and they're gone. Or they're telling people what they think. And they have more ways to tell people how they feel. And other customers are listening to what they say more than they ever
What is there new research on that? And the last research I saw on that, John, was that customers are 60% more likely to to prefer what another person says than they are to prefer what what the marketing message of the company. I think we lost John. We're getting back in line. But that was research about a couple of years ago, folks. And you've heard me. I think you've heard me say that before. And to tag onto what John was just saying, customers in the old research that I saw, John, customers were 60% more likely to believe what other people say about you than they are to believe your marketing message. Is there new research? It seems to me that number's got to go up.
It's gone up a little bit, Jim. I think the last research I saw was about 72%.
That's a pretty big jump.
It is, and I don't think it's stopped.
Yeah.
Expectations, you said this earlier, expectations are changing. We know they've increased 33% in the last 12 months. So they keep raising that bar, and they keep doing it very quickly. Mm-hmm. But the community...
Can I stop you for a second, John? Here's what's so... It's at once fascinating and frightening. Customers aren't training themselves to change like this. They're not even conscious that they're doing this. All the things you're talking about, how they're emotional, they've defined loyalty differently. They're making choices, decisions differently. Blah blah blah. All the things that the customers are doing, they're doing it almost without thinking about it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we live in this fast-paced, ever-changing 24/7 world. They don't have time. They're just moving, like you said. Mm-hmm. They're moving very, very quickly. So you have to be obsessive about understanding them and learning them, and you have to be absolutely just relentless about demonstrating that you understand where they're going. Mm-hmm. And so how are they going to feel that? It's more than understanding them. It's the demonstration to them that you understand and value them, which is where that connection that you brought up comes in.
Without the connection, you can't find any of this information out.
You can't. And you can't just look for it once a year. You know, people used to have that once a year customer satisfaction survey.
Right.
You know? That doesn't work anymore. Mm. They long gone if you're doing it once a year.
Hey, John.
You're only doing it that way. Yes, sir.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you mentioned a minute ago, you said something about, do your employees, you know, are they giving them good service? Do they want to give them good service? Can we talk about training our employees for this wired and dangerous customer? Folks, this is huge. This is a huge part. This is a monstrous part about whether you're going to survive or not, what John's going to tell you in the next segment. John, quickly, your website.
www.johnrpatterson.com.
johnrpatterson.com. John R. Patterson.
Yes, sir.
And I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.